Well, hello, my name's David Eagle.
Hello,
and I'm Sean Cody.
My name's Greg Russell.
I'm Kieran Algar.
I'm Jim Cosley.
And welcome to the Youngins Podcast, which is coming live from a car. We have four people. We have how many people? One, two, three.
We have the completely legal amount.
We should say yes. If there are any police listening, we have five people in this five-seater car. We actually have six people in the five. We should do like a special police edit where we say, click here for a special PC version. Oh, no, because then people will think... No, because then people on Macs and mobile phones will get confused. No, I mean, let's... Please click here. I will say, please click here. And then, what's going on?
Get your head down, Davis.
There's a police car. There are six people in this car. We are ferrying them. Oh no, this could be... Are the police actually...
Yeah.
Are they really pulling us up?
Right by you.
Oh, my God.
We've all got seatbelts on, it's fine.
The police are behind us.
Dave, have you got your cane? We've got
a German shepherd.
Can you pass that cane?
Well, we don't need to worry about shepherds. It's police I'm worried about. German or otherwise. So there's six people in this car. Kieran and Greg and Jim Causley and, of course, the three young'uns. And we're ferrying them to Podcast Central, our makeshift studios, which, to be honest, is no different from where we could have just done it anywhere, really. All we're doing is just got this... handheld recorder, which we're now doing in the car. What, can you do a performance in the car, Greg? Get Kieran to get his fiddle out in the front there.
Go on, Jim.
All right, and Jim, go give us a car song.
Yeah. Should we have a song, Jim? Start the podcast there with yourself there.
Oh, cracking. What do you fancy?
I don't know.
Could we do watercress?
Yeah.
Oh, good idea.
Watercress, oh, watercress, oh.
Let's Discord, Greg.
Crying tuppence, a basket of watercress.
Welcome to our asylum.
Yes. Welcome to the asylum. We've taken them back to our asylum. Excellent. We got through it. We did it without the police. Yeah, Jim reckoned he saw a policeman with a German shepherd. Police or no police, we've brought back the creme de la creme of the folk world to our asylum. And it literally, I'm not joking about this, it was an asylum. And it's a very special Youngins podcast this week. Providing we don't get arrested, we'll be bringing you our good friend Jim Causley, twice nominated for the BBC Folk Awards, both for his solo work and as part of the excellent harmony group The Devil's Interval, and also our good friends Greg Russell and Kieran Algar, winners of this year's BBC Folk Awards Horizon Award. Welcome to the asylum.
That recorder doesn't have any batteries in it. I hope you realize.
Yeah, this podcast isn't even real. We just love to pretend.
I'd just like to say to my family that I love you, and if I ever get out of this flat, then, you know, I'm so sorry for everything. And
enough, Jim. Dance for us. Come on. There we are. You don't get this on Mark Radcliffe, and then we'll getting into trouble off the police.
Mark Radcliffe.
They interviewed the Spooky Men's Corral last week, and what was really interesting was that they started doing it as well. It was like an infectious thing. Or maybe every week on the podcast we could have like Mark, right? We could have Radcliffe watch and work out how many seconds of the hours-long show he spends going.
What we did this thing at university. I did the folk degree. And we recorded Alistair Anderson secretly, and we recorded a whole load of him for the whole day. He's famous for saying, okay, and we put them all together in a little montage.
Yeah.
It was great. So it had a little symphony of okay, and it went all over. It's great.
We're going to do it with Rutman, aren't we? If we're going to do that, we'll have to think of a good...
A little...
Do Davey, right? Is everyone going to sing?
Yeah, we're going
to
teach us...
Dedicated to you, Davey.
Yeah. Teach us the chorus, then.
It goes, Davey.
Then the same again.
Davey.
Yeah, sing your...
Oh, God. I have to stand here. I'm going to have to hover over you. And this, if people can see what I'm having to do.
Of course I do.
I've got to do this. I must do this for the podcast. No, I've got to do it because otherwise we're not going to catch Kieran. So
I'm quite loud.
I've got to hover like this.
Greg's taking his shoes off.
taking it seriously. You should always
not matching socks.
The podcast is a holy podcast. You should always take off your shoes and socks before you come in.
Can we prostrate?
Exactly. Yeah.
Stretch your butt a bit longer, Kieran.
Right. Stretch your butt. Steady on, Mr. Cooney. There you go. My God, I thought Michael Hughes was better for tuning. Unbelievable. Here we go, then.
From the top.
Let's do it seriously, like proper presenters. This is Greg and Kieran. Davey.
My name is Davey. Some have called me King of Fools. For I laid down my tools. I went away on a sailing ship on a cold grey day. For a stranger in my soul kept telling me to go and seek the whole world round. And they say, Davey, your heart is wild and your heart is free. Western land, and on the sandy beach, I'd long somehow for a homely breeze on this homely brow. Sometimes I'm alone and I think of you at home, till the west winds will carry me back home. They say, Davey, your heart is wild and your heart is free. Davey, sing your songs beyond the sea, beyond the sea. When I'm ready, these west winds will carry me back home to my favourite girl and a place to lie in my favourite field under my village sky. Cause when I sleep alone I dream of you at home, till the west winds will carry me back home. They say,
so talk to us about the song then, Greg. Yeah. Or even Kieran if you want to. Yeah.
I'll let Greg do it, to be honest, because I don't know much about it. So I just play fiddle, really.
That was a song that my dad used to sing to me when I was really small. And I changed the lyrics to reflect my
from Gregory to Davey.
No. It was originally Davey. I changed some of the verses to reflect my homesickness. When I was first down in Exeter at university, which is a great link to Devon-born Jim Causey.
Yeah. Jim.
Hi, Bruce.
Oh, nice. Just, oh, God. I said, what we should do, right? So I'll do a Bruce Forsyth impression, and then we'll go round the room and we'll see who can do the best
Bruce Forsyth impression. Here we go, this is mine. Nice to see you! To see you! That's mine.
Oh, I've turned into Ursula Gummidge.
Okay, that's Jim's. Greg.
Nice to see you. To see you.
Excellent. And Kieran.
Is he tired?
That was a really good start.
Was it?
No. That was a really good start. Go, try again.
Can you higher or lower?
No, I can't do it. I think you did. It was a good start, though. Yeah. Michael Hughes.
Michael, come on.
Bruce Forsyth's got a sore throat. Okay, fair enough. Sean Cooney.
Oh, lovely, my dear.
That is. Oh, that's really good. And
dancing the fox.
Excellent. And well, we could, but people. Yes, well, we could. Joe, do you do a good.
No, I don't.
That was brilliant. Well done, Joe. Excellent. Jim Causley.
David Eagle.
It's been a while, my friend.
It has.
Let's not talk about that, though. But the first time I remember the first time we properly met you, but we were sleeping in a dormitory. It was just meant to be me, Michael and Sean in one dormitory. We were saying to each other, I don't know what happened in the middle of the night, but some woman came in. We said there was some random woman who was sleeping. I said, really? Woman? I think it's a men's dormitory. He said, oh, it was definitely a woman. I said, how do you know? He said, there were all these ointments and lotions all over the place. And then who walks us in but Jim going, sorry, lads, I just had to spend the night here. I was feeling a bit alone in my dormitory, so I crept in here, so...
You sure you not confuse me with the other Jim?
No, not Jim. Jim Murray. It was definitely you.
Oh, right, okay. Because he was in there.
He was in there as well, actually, by the end of it, yes. Anyway, well, that's another story which we won't go into. Anyway, Jim, right. Are you going to sing us a? You going to sing us a little song?
Oh yeah, what do you fancy?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, really? Oh, Greg's got a request.
Oh, have you? Go on then, Greg. That's
I like that one as well. It's a bit depressing.
Yeah, it was fun.
Well, do you want to play as well?
What key do you do it in?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
A. How about A?
Right? You know, I bought a violin for that song. Don't
need it in A. Okay. I don't think I'll play it in any time.
That's fine. Okay. Well, that would be good, Jim. Here
we go. This is a Royal Comrade from the singing of Amy Birch.
Royal comrade, let nobody know. And if it is a fine morning, then the bathing will go. So early the next morning, they rose and they goes. They go together and meets a keeper of game. Well, he's vowed there no sorrow for to turn back again. But before they would turn back, they would die on the plain. So early the next morning, they came to a lake. Young Leonard took off his clothes and began for to swim. 6 times round the island, 6 times he swam round. He said it's deep and fast water, and I'm swimming quite low. He said, royal comrade, don't you venture in, for it's deep and fast water, and young Leonard was drowned. to a mother's chamber, straight to her she goes, saying, "Mother, dear mother, I have had a strange dream that the poor brothers drowned in the lake at Marsh Green. And early that same morning, his mother, she rose. She had rings on every finger and a heart full of woe. She said, "Was there anyone stood near him? Was there anyone stood nigh who could have ventured their life for my own darling boy?" If you went to his funeral, you'd have seen a grand sight. There was 4 and 20 young girls, all dressed in milk white. They picked him up and they carried him, laid him in a bed of cold clay. They bid adieu to young Leonard, and they all walked away.
My goodness. My goodness. I think there's a group in there, isn't there? The three of you. Excellent. In that song, it says, "Dearest mother, I had a strange dream."
Yeah.
We've been talking on the podcast about dreams, about strange, especially folk-related dreams, because especially me and Mr. Cooney, we tend to have...
We don't sleep together, but we...
No, but when we do sleep in the same room for festivals... then we do wake up and we talk about our different dreams that we have, like folk-related dreams. And I'm wondering if you have, Jim, a folk-related dream that you've had, or just a strange dream that you remember.
Oh, that's like a good
one. Impart to the listeners, because people probably, I would imagine most people know who you are, so instead of asking how you got into folk music and that kind of thing, we can do that at a later date, but we've only got 15 minutes before we've got to be in a gig, so let's talk about the important questions.
I dreamt quite a lot about cows and bulls when I was a child.
Was this your first sexual experience? Is this your first wet dream? Oh, it will happen. Cows and bulls again, mother. Cows and bulls. That's why you've seen that. I was talking about that German shepherd. That's when you sort of pricked up there, didn't you, Jim? Oh, so what was happening with the cows and the bulls?
With retrospect, now you put it like that, it just casts a different light on it. But I did read in a dream dictionary that if you dream about bulls, you're fearing of a sort of matriarchal figure, apparently, in your life. So whether I had a fear of my mother, I don't know. But often the dream, I had some dreams where I'd be walking home late at night and there'd be a bull in the field and I'd sort of creep past it and then it would wake up and eat me at the last minute. Or I had another one where I was in the park in our village and I went up the slide and I was just about to slide down and there's a great big load of bulls at the bottom and
I
waiting.
I can probably guess where it's going. You tell us a dream and I'll just guess the next one. So can you remember another dream?
One time I woke up in the middle of night. Now this is a weird dream because it felt like real life, and I woke up from sleeping, and so
there
I went.
There was a bull there.
Wait! I went downstairs to go and get a glass of milk, and yeah, and we had a little door in our old house between the stairs and the sitting room, and I had to go through there to get to the kitchen to get the milk, and when I opened the door,
there was a bull.
And it
excellent. Yeah. Now, this would be quite weird if you say, oh, I also dream about cows and moles. Greg, what have you had any dreams? Have you had any dreams?
I've got some scary ones tonight.
Yeah, because I must explain to the listeners, I'm now standing over Greg because of the position of this. I have been standing over you for quite some time, haven't you? Haven't I? You've got quite a... You've seen my groin, I think it's safe to say now, and I think you look at me with a lot more reverence. You'll be speaking to me with a lot more respect in future, having seen that now. Talking of bulls or cows or anything, just dreams, that's what we're talking about, not bulls and cows. Any dreams, folk-related or non-folk-related?
Not that I can think of at the moment.
Not that you can share with the public.
Kieran, what about yourself?
I used to, when I was sort of 8 or 9, I had a phase of going to water parks. And I started having dreams where, I don't know why or how, but fires were starting in these water parks, and I became the hero figure.
Yeah. Right.
So I would save people from the dragon slide.
Oh, you know what you could do? Because he had a dream where he was going down the slides, and there was a bull there.
And there
so
could
you
be a fire.
Could rescue Jim.
There could be a
you
fire.
Could have been Jim's Gosley in knight in shining armour there. Oh, no, there's a bull. I'm going down the slide. Fear not, Kieran's there. Oh, we've got a new feature on the podcast, like a new drama.
That's
that
a new TV show.
Film, Dave. You know what we call it?
What would you call it?
Fiddler on the Hoof.
Oh! Excellent. Well, this week's youngest podcast is What a Load of Bull, I think, is going to be the name of this. You're going to have to go. I'm turning to Mark Rogers.
Yes,
you are going to a gig very shortly in the next 15 minutes.
With you.
With us, yes, and we're actually at the same gig, so we need to leave. We need to leave as well. I'm sure the audience would understand though if we said, oh, sorry, we were talking about bulls on the Young'uns podcast. I'm sure they would absolutely understand why we were a little bit late. Have you two had any kind of dreams about each other? Because we have dreams about disastrous gigs, for instance, gigs that go really wrong. Do you have that?
Definitely have disastrous gigs.
Before we did Cropperty, I had a dream we tried to change our sound to more sort of Afro-Celt sort of sound.
Oh, exactly.
And we went on stage with 16.
Did you tell Greg about it, though?
I did tell him about the dream. I didn't tell him about the sound change. So it didn't go down well. And I ended up jumping off stage for fiddle solo and unplugging my fiddle. So I was just standing there awkwardly. Wasn't a nice dream.
Do you have dreams like that, Greg?
I've had some weird gig related. The worst of my dreams are always gig related. So I've had a few dreams about doing gigs in weird places and things like not being allowed to go on in clothes.
If people are thinking you've not really touched on any of the pressing questions about Kieran, you've got some BBC Folk award winners here, and you've not spoken to them about anything important at all, we will be doing that because you're coming to our festival in Hartlepool that we mentioned about Brassy being at, the Polish group Brassy. You're doing that in April, and we're going to have a meet the artists thing there, and so we'll be able to get up close and personal, although quite frankly, this has been probably more up close and personal than you wanted it to be. What are you going to do with your second song, your final song for us?
Do a set of jigs or tunes.
Oh, you do some tunes for us.
Yeah.
Do some tunes for us. And I'm going to... I'll have to stand.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll tell you what, I'll sit on the floor. There. That'll work, nicely.
These are a set of tunes called the Silent Jigs. They were written after I saw Greg dance at a silent disco. So, his rendition of Dancing Queen by ABBA is particularly memorable. So,
okay, maybe we could have that. That could be like a video extra for the podcast, maybe. Okay, then.
Are we ready?
Yes. Yeah. magical about that is the way you managed to conjure up Greg gyrating there to ABBA. That's it. I thought you could have a little cheeky bit of Dancing Queen in or something there.
Sadly not.
Not to worry. Anyway, fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. We, the first time we met you, Kieran, was many years ago,
wasn't
it?
At the New Roots competition.
New Roots competition. Yeah. How old were you then? About 11?
10, I think.
10 years old. Yeah.
Oh, a bit taller now.
Yeah. That's absolutely incredible, and it's great to see you. We're going to have a proper catch up in April, obviously. This has just been a little rushed thing. We just did it, to be honest, so that you could be up close with us in the car. Just all squashed up there, and then I obviously stood over you with my groin in your face and stuff, Greg. It's been a very erotic experience that we've had. I think we've got time just very quickly for one more from Jim Cosley. Jim, hey, Jim.
Hello.
What are you going to do for us, sir?
Okay.
We're not going to see you in April, but we're not bothered about your life, to be honest.
Are you not?
Oh, a request. Craig's going to...
I was thinking of something even shorter than that.
Who needs friends like these?
Do that.
Oh, can you do friends like these?
Yeah.
Oh, why not? Because we are all friends, aren't we? We're all friends.
David Eagles, try for the listeners, try and paint the picture of where we are and who's in the room.
All right, yeah. So we've got... well, we're all in... what do you want to describe it, since I can't see? You're probably better at painting pictures.
We're in this beautiful apartment on the outskirts of Whitby. We've got the best view... we've ever had in any place we've ever stayed. We're looking out.
Well, that's very kind. Did you hear that, Greg? The best view, sir. Yeah. Look at that.
He certainly didn't have the best view.
We're looking out to Sands End and beyond, and while those jigs were floating through the air, this...
speedboat.
Yeah, speedboat came whizzing through the bay with a water skier.
Oh, I'm glad that happened. Tried to arrange that. That's good.
Yes.
Excellent. Very atmospheric. Very atmospheric. Yeah, for the audio podcast, yeah. I wasn't thinking there, was I?
Can I ask you a question, Jim?
It's for the podcast.
Go on, of course you can. Ask me a question. No, we can do this anytime. You haven't got Kieran and Greg here and Jim.
I said ask Jim a question.
Oh, go on then. Ask Jim a question.
Jim, will you tell us about your new CD? Tell us about the poetry of Charles Cosley.
Okay, well, it's a digipack and it's in a square kind of shape. It's
the greatest sense.
Yeah, it's a CD of poems by my distant relative, Charles Cosley, famous Cornish poet. And it's the 10th anniversary of his death, and we recorded the album in his house using his piano and recorded it live in there. So, yeah. And I've got some good friends on it. I've got Julie Murphy from Fern Hill, lovely singer, and Kerry Owen Jones, who plays in a Welsh Canadian band called Cer Cegan, which means kitchen music, apparently.
So Kevin Keegan in Welsh.
No, I wish it did. That would be great. And various other people. So, yeah.
Excellent. That's available for people right now. Very atmospheric. Absolutely brilliant.
This is a song by...
George Papageddes. Is that what you do? Papageddes?
George Papageddes. And the chorus goes... Who needs fame and who needs fortune and who needs a life of ease? I'm the richest in the country when I'm cursed with I'm blessed with friends like these.
Excellent. How lovely. How very apt.
Oh, Freudian slip there. So, how about D? Do you fancy D?
Oh, I think that'll work. I'm so glad you said that. Thank God for that. Yeah, yes.
That's right, yeah. Right, here we go. Okay. Done my best without respite. Now I've put all that behind me, all my troubles out of sight. I've been waiting since last Monday just to be with you tonight, just to join my voice with yours and sing a song with all our might. Who needs fame? Who needs fortune? And who needs a life of ease? I'm the richest in the country when I'm blessed with friends like these. Sing of love and sing of sorrow, sing of joy and bloody war. As we sing, we're all transported down.
round, some minor to distant shores. Some sing high, some sing low, some sing sensitive and sweet. But when we all join in chorus, they can hear us down the street. Who needs fame and who needs fortune and who needs a life of ease? I'm the richest in the country when I'm blessed with friends like these. Landlord, bring another round, set them up in twos and threes. Come again when these are empty, till we buckle at the knees. Let our ears be filled with music, just as we are filled with ale. Let this evening never end, and let our voices never fail. Who needs fame and who needs fortune? And one day, if we should part, and we should meet no more again. Oh. What day is it? Wednesday.
It depends on how people are listening. You're going to have to do all 7 days. It's a podcast.
Okay. Let's call it Wednesday.
You can edit it in, and I can do separate links.
Wednesday night, let's raise our glasses to the health of absent friends. Absent friends!
I'm here, I'm here. I'm that shepherd that you abused all those years ago. Right, so what we're going to do for the last one is do the chorus, and then we'll do the chorus unaccompanied, and then I'll do the credits while you're still playing the accordion, and then we'll do one final chorus to the chorus. So see if we can do
hang
that.
Hang on, run that by me again. So unaccompanied.
So you do it, and then it's unaccompanied chorus, then it's the accordion by itself as I do the credits, and then we're all in for the chorus one more time. You'll pick it up as we're going on. It's going to be brilliant.
Do the final verse.
Okay, well, you've done that, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
All right, sorry. George is loving this. This is how he wanted it to sound.
He's going to get you. Right. To the health of absent friends. And if angels take you with them and the devil claims my soul, we'll still harmonise together with you above and me below. Singing,
who needs fame, who needs fortune, and who needs a life of ease? I'm the richest in the country when I'm blessed with friends like these. Who needs fame, and who needs fortune, and who needs a life of ease? I'm the richest in the country when I'm blessed with friends like these.
Listening to the Youngest Podcast starring Jim Cosley.
Hello!
It's Greg Russell.
Hello!
Kieran Alder.
Goodbye.
And Sean Cooney.
Goodbye.
Michael Hughes.
I'm the Shepherd.
David Eagle. That's me. Thank you. And one more time.
Who needs fame? Who needs fortune? And who needs a life of ease? I'm the richest in the country. When I'm blessed with friends like
these. Jim, don't look now, but hang on. There's a bull behind you. Don't. That's just something like a bull. You're not.
It's not a bull.